Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you listen to the show a lot, we often say scheduled to join us.
Always
scheduled. That's what I actually tweeted.
Scheduled is always important. That's okay.
Well, yesterday, we'll see. Yesterday they said double booked. I didn't buy that for 1 second.
It's Chris Webber we're talking about.
So that meant that either Chris didn't feel like doing any interviews or something happened. Okay. And then today, but the publicist in good faith said, no, we'll get him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I think Trav was shooting for next week and they made a point doing it tomorrow.
So he's probably doing some interviews today. But again,
maybe he's just late.
The guy's worth $250 million at least. He doesn't need to do radio.
No, he wants to hype up his book, his memoir.
I don't even know why he's bothering. But yeah.
Passion project.
Okay.
I would assume.
I keep saying NBA Hall of Fame. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. They combine college basketball and pro basketball. I don't think there's a separate NBA.
I think you're correct. It's just the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
Correct.
Right.
And his college career, which was, I think, just two seasons, right?
Iconic.
Two. Yeah. Yeah. Was unbelievable just on its own.
Well, I mean,
he went to back-to-back national championships.
Too. He was a dominant.
Oh yeah,
he was a dominant college basketball player.
The only thing that,
but I want to ask
plagued
him
about his pro career is he didn't win a ring. But
I wanted to ask him about this because he was a huge power forward with.
Oh, it looks like Weber Group. Oh, he's calling. Unless that's the publicist blowing us off.
Yeah, right. No, I was going to ask him, and I will ask him. You know, the NBA was so different in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
He was number one pick,
mm-hmm.
but does he think he, how high, where would he be in the draft now?
I mean, mm-hmm. Hopefully we can ask him.
Yeah.
All right, there he is. He actually did call in. Hey, you called.
C-Web.
Joined by Chris Webber on the Kia.
That's awesome.
The Kia guest hotline.
He's not going to call. What does he need to call
for? I got to call. What's up, fellas?
You don't even know this, C-Web. We started out as a cable access TV show in mm-hmm. Bowie, and we're still going. All right, and we used to actually interview you and Juwan at Bowie State.
So we're part of the show there, and we get some executive producer credit.
Sure, whatever you want. Yeah, whatever you want, my man.
Congratulations. From Bowie all the way to now, man. Y'all been doing the work.
What were your memories, honestly, when you look back at your career, and we're going to talk all about it, and the book is By God's Grace, where you go through it all. What were your memories of your time here in D.C.? Because we were saying – it's kind of sad. Washington hasn't progressed really from when you were here. All right. They did make it to the second round with John Wall and Bradley Beal, but generally have been kind of mired in mediocrity. And our greatest memory might be the series against the Bulls. And you didn't even win a game, but it was tight.
Yeah, we didn't win a game. But if you lose to that team, I think those were three games separated by 7 points or 5 points. Mm-hmm. And actually, the last game, it was a crazy play for Pippen to hit the game winner mm-hmm. On a tip back dunk. And so whenever I talk to Pippen or other players about that time, I mean, we talk about how crazy the fans were at Landover at that time.
Right.
It's really crazy at that time, and everything goes into it. So not trying to put any blame. We all deserve blame, everyone. So it's not about the blame game. However, when I was traded from Washington, it was literally the worst moment of my career.
Oh, really?
And oh yeah, I talk about it in the book because I'm living in Maryland. I didn't get a call. How about this? I got traded during the playoffs. You don't see that anymore.
Mm-hmm,
and I didn't get a call because it was like it was punishment. The team wanted to secretly send me away. And it's funny, even when I was like playing and working out with Mitch Richmond after the trade, he didn't understand why there was a trade. And I sure didn't understand either. And so it was hurtful because we were a young team. The Bulls knew it. Everyone knew it. But at that time, I don't know what more Washington wanted. You had the Bulls there. You weren't going to win. and we could have grown together.
And see, Webb, it pained me when you got traded. And then it really pained me when I look at SpotTrack and I see that as soon as you went to the Kings, you went on a five-year run where you were all NBA first through third team for all 5 years. So you were on a mission once you got traded away from the Bullets to show them what they were missing by trading you away.
The only bad part is you had to live in Sacramento. Sorry about that.
Well, so I'll tell you, there's not many places like D.C. to live. But, you know, what's crazy is those last 2 years we won the playoffs and got into the playoffs by one game. And then my last year we missed the playoffs by one game. So we were always right there, and we were a young team, and the league was different. It was just – it wasn't appreciated. You know, if we would have – could have kept Rasheed Wallace. If we didn't keep him, getting Rod Strickland was wonderful. And now let's get another two guards. So I just think at the time.
It still haunts you. Players. I can tell.
No, it does because we were good, man. We were young. Murison, Tracy Murray, you know, we had a good team.
It was a good team. Right.
Yeah, these are guys that I really liked. And it really hurt me to see Washington not win, you know, especially those years close to after I left, because we were all so close, man.
So does it taint, or can you now, you know, look back on that time fondly?
I always look back on it fondly, man. I still don't really see. I have family in the Baltimore area that I hang out with all the time. So, yeah, I talk about it all the time. I mean, even, you know, definitely going to I work with teams and all that good stuff, and you know, who knows? Maybe you know, it could come back around there. And
I love that. That'd be amazing.
But yeah, they definitely need it. And I think they need people that, you know the area, that can recruit, but more importantly, to know basketball. You know, because when some trades were made, we were like, what are y'all doing? Do y'all want to win? Or like, what are y'all doing? Like, it didn't make any sense with Rui. It didn't make any sense with Hachimura and other players. It made no sense at all to me. And so I'm always going to be a Bullets fan. I'm always going to be a Wizards fan. And so I'm just rooting and hoping that, you know, I think it starts with changing the culture. And I think, you know, that's harder to do. It's not just a suit walking in. It's not just, you know, a billionaire walking in. It's somebody that can, you know, that has empathy, but empathy holds people accountable, and you know, and can start there. So definitely, Washington fans, you guys deserve the best, and I'm sure the best is coming. But, man, of course I have fond memories. Man, this was some of my favorite times. Can you believe this? That Ben Wallace, who in the book I take credit for his afro, because we were losing, him, myself, and Darwin Ham.
Right.
We were looking in the mirror before a game, and we were pissed, and we all had ball heads. And I said, "Well, we're not gonna cut our hair until we make the playoffs." And so, as you see, Ben Wallace had the longest afro ever, so we didn't make the playoffs. I feel like I helped get him started with that.
That's all.
Where did you, when you were out here? I'm just curious. Where did you live when you're out in Maryland?
Oh wow, I lived in the Maryland area. So right when we first started, I lived by. Right by Landover.
Woodmore. Did you live in Woodmore?
I did.
Nice spot.
I apologize to everyone over there because after the games, I would give a note to my neighbors, like, it's going to be loud tonight. Like, how do I go to sleep?
Right.
And so I used to have a studio, and I'd be in there making beats and making loud noises all night in Woodmore. And the people there were so gracious. I still see people there all the time. Like, I remember you used to play music. I'm like, I'm sorry. I had to get right for the game. So,
they would give you a pass. They wouldn't like call like the cops or anything. Like, they just let you have your space.
Yeah, it was no big parties, like a bunch of cars. But, you know, even if the lights were off and I was playing music, it just was.
You never had Diddy over, did you?
I hope not.
No, I don't.
Stay away from him.
But I had Mike Tyson over, so it might have been.
That's a good name. That's right, because
he lived over there. Yeah.
He lived probably.
Some holes in the wall, right.
Hey, Chris, I want to ask you. So, obviously, the NBA has changed drastically since you were there, you know, and you were the number one overall pick in the 93 draft. But, you know, you were a power forward. You were 6'10", 250 on the block. You had great skills in the lane. I don't think you took a lot of threes in college, maybe a couple a game. But now the NBA is so different that, you know, these stretch fours and stretch fives are a lot more versatile, and you don't see that traditional power forward much anymore. Where do you think you'd be drafted right now if you were coming out?
Dude, he'd still be number one because look what Zion's doing.
I'd be number one.
You would? Yeah. You'd be number one overall.
I wasn't a traditional point forward, so if you look at why Don Nelson drafted me, mm-hmm. If you look at, I shot 40% from the three when I was in Washington.
Right.
It was just a different game. You know, one thing I hate about the comparison is my friends in baseball never say, oh, Babe Ruth couldn't have pitched today.
Right.
95 miles an hour is 95 miles an hour.
Right.
Period. If Larry Bird would have got to shoot five threes a game, he'd shoot the same percentage. Back then, he could only shoot one a game. So, to me, mm-hmm. I think basketball, I hate the discussions in basketball because we don't even respect Will Chamberlain, but again, we'll respect Babe Ruth. We don't, you know, it's very funny to me. Athletes are athletes, and whatever they're allowed to do, they can do, period.
They'll adapt.
Jokic is a wonderful player. Mm-hmm. But you know why he's great? He has a great staff around him. All of the coaches in Denver are coaches' kids. Mm-hmm. Rick Adelman is there. It's everyone there is a coach's kid, and so they know how to play the game. It's no hero ball, one-on-one, selfish, because you could be more talented and not know how to play the game. And so, of course, I still be number. Yeah, of course.
Chris,
your game would be, I guess you're kind of pointing this out, but your game would be different now.
No, it would be the same. I ran the offense. What's the difference?
Dude, he was a great passer.
No, but what I'm saying is,
I loved because in Golden State, I was the point forward.
Yeah.
No, we changed it. Like, if you guys look at offenses, my generation changed it. The offense that Golden State runs now, corner action, that was done by Pete Carril and Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
If you just go look. Mm-hmm. So it's very simple. The coaches, we talk about it. I've talked about it with Steve Kerr. He knows they've won, so it's not like we're better or we show them anything. I'm not saying that in any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But they saw the action that me and Pager had at the four. It's a play called Four Special that Pager and I made that they use every day with Curry. You know, and so, no, it's just different. It's like, you know, it's like just saying wide receivers that are going to get 20,000 yards now because you can't tackle going across the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than back in the day. But the receiver still could run the route.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Willie Gault would still be one of the fastest receivers in the league, right? It's just, were they throwing the ball? Marino was a unicorn. So, no, I when I watch Jokic play, when I watch LeBron play, and I'm not putting my name in in how great they are, but I played like that. That's why I got so many assists from the position that I was in. I made players better.
No doubt.
I think as long as you make players better, I think it's that opportunity. I remember getting criticized for shooting 40% from the three-point line in Washington, D.C. because they said you need to post up more.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have dumb reporters. Dumb reporters that get you traded because they're talking about the game 50 years ago, or dumb players, or dumb agents, or dumb me.
Right.
You know, everybody's dumb. So, you know what I mean? So, no, with that, brother, it's just the game has changed.
Right.
The players haven't changed. It's, you know, all the cone drills and Instagram. If we would have had that, you would have saw the same thing. So, no, players definitely shoot it from a farther distance. But I would tell you that players in the NBA today take the worst shots. And they put
I agree with you, brother.
Yeah.
And
they put their teams at risk because now it's not about a good shot. It's about volume and shot.
Yes.
So the game is just different. But I tell you what, these kids are special. And it's so fun to watch the game grow, because Caitlin Clark messed it up, because now guys like us, we can't talk junk anymore in the barbershop. Oh, I would do this because she'll walk in the barbershop and say, let's go out and shoot. Mm-hmm. And then and then the truth will reveal itself right. that she's one of the coldest ever. So I love where the game is going.
Talking to the great Chris Webber, who, of course, played here in D.C., but is a Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. five-time NBA All-Star. And I heard, look, we only have so much time with you. Your book is By God's Grace. And you tackle some of the most famous things in your life, from the timeout to the Lakers series with Sacramento. Let's start with the timeout. Like, how difficult was that for you to get over? And is it true that your dad had a license plate that says timeout after that?
So, yeah, it was difficult to get over the timeout. And I feel like everybody talks about the story, but I feel like the reporting was so bad at the time because it's certain obvious things that happened with the timeout that if anyone watched the play and then watched the reaction after, it tells you everything that happened. And so it was tough because I knew what happened, and I was the leader, and you got to take it. So what happens when you have to do that? And so it was humbling. It was hurtful. It was depressing. But in the book, God's Grace, if everyone could just think about the times in your life you've had some tough decisions, you've had to go through some things that you thought were by yourself, and it was just a word from a friend, a word from a family member, not a fake word or anything like that, but something sincere. It could be a kid just looking at you and kicking you and running down the street, but it changes your mentality for that moment. And for me, I went home to get love from my mom, my parents, and my mom came out, and we were just talking. She said, look what I got, baby, and she's the most humble person ever. She doesn't have any vanity plates. She's not vanity in any way. And she said, I got this license plate. It's a timeout. I said, Mom, what'd you get that for? She's like, I'm not ashamed of it. We're going to show the kids in the neighborhood and around Detroit that, you know, you can have your worst moment in front of the world and then get up and bounce back. And you're going to show them how to bounce back. And so for me, it was a blessing because it really focused me to 2 months later is a draft. Wow, I'm getting picked number one in my city. Like, why should I be depressed? I got work to do. And then to get Rookie of the Year through that. So having those people around it made the pain more tolerable, and it allowed me to really direct my focus on getting better and not necessarily what had happened.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Mm-hmm.
So let's get to the NBA career because obviously you had a great career. And just talk about that Sacramento team. You guys never get to the NBA Finals. You had to go through the Lakers. Game 7, people talk about the calls all the time. You had a great series there. But just talk about your team a little bit. I mean, you had White Chocolate there for a while. Peja, who you mentioned. Vlade, you had a great team.
Yeah, we had a great team of ballers, and I feel they really should have won the championship. But we didn't. And the best thing is playing with guys that you love. And those guys I love. Vlade Divac, if you look at him and Sabonis, the older Sabonis, they really led the way with Europeans coming in this league and bringing their game. Now, they did bring Floppy, which came from soccer. So that did come along with it. But, however, great passing, great shooting. They started help spreading the floor and all those good things. So being able to play with Vlade, being able to play with Peja Stojakovic, one of the best shooters this game has seen. Hito Turkoglu, a young rookie. Bobby Jackson, White Chocolate, my man. Our relationship, he's one of the best people you could ever meet. He's funny. He's an entertainer. And me being quiet, I love just being around him because it was – nonstop laughter. I would just go to his room and just laugh, man. He was just, he loved basketball so much. Mike Bibby, one of the hardest workers that I've ever met. Like, his workouts in the summer were great. And us challenging each other, it was really cool. And so, yeah, it was a blessing. And so leaving from Washington was the worst moment. It was worse than a timeout.
Wow.
Because at that point, I felt like I was being punished. I was being sent to purgatory. Mm. You know, Sacramento had never been into the playoffs since they had been in Sacramento. You know, we used to travel into Sacramento because the infrastructure of the city was such, you know, it was the only city in which teams would allow their players to come in and come in the day of the game. So it was a lot to have to handle their recruiting players, having players stay there, and all this good stuff. When I got there, they had people inside the team had jerseys, were wearing like San Antonio jerseys. I went off on the whole organization like, we're the Kings, you know. But it was a wonderful opportunity, whereas I looked at it as something that was terrible. I called my father when the trade happened. He's like, oh, boy. Nobody cares. Just be a man. Go over there. You got to just do it.
And hey, C-Web.
Yeah.
You know how the broadcasting business works. We could talk to you all day. Could we do another segment with you?
10 minutes?
We'll keep it going, man. Yeah.
All right. We got to do a commercial break. All right.
Sounds good.
And then we'll talk more. It's Chris Webber. Go out and get the book. By God's grace, we'll talk about it more next here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.